Well, he is. He is fabulous. And this is Jan Wall, so they kind of got to put Jan Wall in there now. No, just today. Just today. Just for this show. He'll be back. And I got to tell you, I am the biggest fan of what we're about to talk about. Sir Paul McCartney said she had one of the most beautiful voices in the world, and I couldn't agree more. Her story is the stuff that drama is made of. Her name was Karen Carpenter, and she made amazing music. Lori Roldan does a show, and it's a fundraiser for my favorite people, 42nd Street Moon, and she does a show about Karen Carpenter. Welcome, Lori.
Hi, Jan. Thank you.
Hi, honey.
For having me.
Yeah, tell me. I would think it'd be very hard to take on that voice.
Well, I have been, you know, I grew up in Moraga, California, laying by my parents' 1970s speakers on the shag rug singing Karen Carpenter music. That's how I learned how to sing. She was my idol, and I learned all her songs when I was little. As I've sung for, you know, my life, I'm a singer, and as I've done, you know, different shows in my life, I've had some people, I mean, humbly I say I sound, have a similar sound, and I have a connection to her just from growing up listening to her, and yes, she was my idol growing up.
What a compliment for someone to say you have a similar sound as Karen Carpenter. How do you define that sound?
You know, well, her sound to me is comforting, and I guess I feel like when I sing, I love to sing music that has a message. I love story music, and I've always felt like I have a connection. You know, when I'm singing, I really just feel, I mean, I call it like the rest state of my soul. I mean, I just have a comfort, especially when I'm singing her music. It just seems to feel like butter to me. I mean, it's just
It is
so
like butter. It is like butter.
I've
played Karen Carpenter for friends of mine who are singers because I've never heard such clarity, real clarity.
Yes.
I mean, just pure. It's incredible. So you began, did you sing Carpenter songs? Is that what you sang?
I grew up listening to her music, and then, of course, I went on my path of doing a lot of, you know, musical theater, and I did inspirational and cabaret, and the way this came about was then I had children in my life. I've got three daughters who I love dearly.
Oh,
they're all musicians.
Wonderful.
when I was bringing them to college to go to their auditions, my voice teacher at the time had said, hey, you know, this is sort of a new chapter in your life. What, maybe you should do your own one-woman show or something like that. And I thought, well, wow, that sounds like fun, like a great idea. I'd love to do that. But what would I do? And I thought, well, if I do something like that, I want it to be something inspiring and uplifting because that's what I love to do. And I mean, obviously, you know, Karen Carpenter's life story is ups, a lot of ups and downs. And but he said, well, who did you connect with most growing up? And she was the one, the singer that I connected with the most. And so anyway, out of a lot of several years of doing this and kind of thinking about what I wanted to do, it turned out to be that I was going to have it be a story about, it's my life story. And the ups and downs in life, which a lot of people can relate to, of different ups and downs in life, through the Carpenter song. So it's really, you know, about life. And passion.
So you do cabaret chat during it, right? Like you chat and
going
to tell people how they can get to this show. I'm going. You have two shows doing. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the daytime one on the Sunday because that's easiest for me. And
fabulous.
But I can't
wait to
see you.
Thank you.
But do you chat with the audience about Karen's life?
It's really about my life. I do, there's some, you know, little tidbits of, you know, information that, you know, about Karen that everyone knows. I do share, you know, a little bit about my connection, you know, with her and growing up. And, and then, of course, you know, the songs speak for themselves. But it's like my life people really relate to it. People relate to the songs. And
are you going to sing I've Only Just Begun and all of that?
Yes.
I mean, oh,
yes.
Great. What are some other songs you're singing?
I sing really like all the top. I mean, Top of the World, Rainy Days and Mondays. I sing,
oh, my favorite.
My favorite. Love it.
God.
I sing For All We Know. I sing.
Yeah.
I have a really, really wonderful moment in the show that was always in my vision from this. It took me about 7 years working on this, you know, and just all of my banter and all that. But I have a kids ensemble. It's kind of, I mean, it's a little surprise that it's at the end of the show. And I just, my story is about never giving up, about staying true to your purpose and your passion in your life.
Because,
you know, I've in my life, you know, like all of us, we have a lot of ups and downs, and I really want to inspire people to never give up, to pursue their purpose and passion. So it's an uplifting show.
Did you see the Netflix documentary from 2023 called Starving for Perfection, the Karen Carpenter story?
You know, I have seen
Netflix.
I thought I'd seen all of them, but I need to see if I've seen that one.
Yeah,
that's really
of all of them that have been made about Karen, that's the best one.
I believe I did.
It's called Starving for Perfection. But what I like about that particular Netflix documentary is it talks about how happy she was when she was at the top. It's just that her anorexia destroyed her.
Yes, yes. And I had some similar things in my life, like issues that I talk a little bit about. Did that come out in 2023?
Yeah, I have it down as 2023. I saw it a couple years ago, so I think that would be about right.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, there was another one called The Karen Carpenter Story with Cynthia Gibb, but I prefer the documentary. I prefer the documentary because you get to see the real talent, the real person.
Yes,
I love
the documentary.
So it's really good, and it's very sad because she had everything in the world, and her brother tried to help her.
Yes, I know.
It is
sad. It's sad.
Judy Garland didn't have anorexia, but she kind of did. She looked very thin at the end. So, I mean, sometimes greatness kind of goes with tragedy, do you think?
Yes, I do. I think it's the pressure of, you know, the pressure of just, you know, keeping up with all of that, I think, is really, you know, we're just humans, you know, and we're vulnerable, and life, you know, it's hard, and but I really try to emphasize the, you know, the fact that, yes, there are really hard times, and we just try to we get support if we can, but you know, there's things that happen, and life is, you know, like the song says in Goodbye to Love, which I also sing, you know, life is a wheel of fortune. You never know what's going to happen in your life.
That's right.
And you do the best
you
can.
Well, what I like about Karen's life is that she knew how great she was. She became a legend in her own time. And, you know, I'm glad for that. You know, I'm glad at least she had a sense of her own greatness.
Yes.
Well,
and she was humble about it.
42nd Street Moon is this wonderful organization that puts on shows and musicals and fabulous. They're in a beautiful theater, the Gateway Theater. Oh, my God, I love that theater. The Gateway Theater, this jewel box on Jackson Street.
Yes.
In
San Francisco. And I'm so blessed to have Cindy Goldfield has, you know, we're co-producing this at 42nd Street Moon, and she's wonderful, and her and Lauren. So I'm very blessed, and I'm really excited about having people see the show and be inspired and sing along to all this great music, you know.
Oh, it's so fun there. I've seen so many shows there. Little Abner, Fiorello, Pajama Game. I've seen a gazillion shows there, and it's just a great place. So anyway, for 42nd Street Moon, at Jackson Street, the Gateway Theater. It's absolutely a fun little theater, and you'll love being there. Saturday, August 17th, Sunday, August 25th. So one's in the evening, the Saturday one, and one's in the daytime, the Sunday one. And it's to see Lori Golden, live show about Karen Carpenter. What's the name of the show, Lori?
It's called Lori Sings a Song for You, a cabaret concert inspired by the music of Karen Carpenter. My life story through her music.
Oh, God, Lori, that is just the coolest. I cannot wait to see it.
I cannot wait to meet you. Oh, my God.
Do any of your daughters sing?
Oh, yes. They're all very talented. Yes.
Oh, wow.
One of them is in Scotland right now for the Fringe Festival.
For the Fringe Festival. Oh, my God. The Scottish Fringe Festival. What fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll be back with another guest, but thank you for being here, Lori Rolden. And we look forward to seeing your show. All right. It's the 42nd Street Moon. Thank you, darling. Oh, love it.
Thank you so much, Jan.
We'll be back. All right, love. Bye-bye. You're listening to Sports Byline USA on the American Forces Radio Network.